Chapter 9, Cleaning Ladies, a chapter about whooping cough. Samantha Chen was nervous. This was going to be her first time coming to a new playgroup. She was happy that Ming Mei was going to finally get some social time with other kids her age. 9 months and crawling, Ming was getting harder to keep entertained. Once a week for a couple hours in the park with other babies would do her some good, and Samantha too. She and her husband were new to the area, didn't have any friends yet, and she was looking forward to meeting and hopefully befriending some other moms. Ming's little cough brought her out of her reverie. Thankfully, it was still very mild. Not like her husband's cough. What is going on with him? Has he started smoking again behind my back? No. You can't hide smoke breath. He's been hacking and hacking at night for weeks now, with 30 to 60 second fits of nonstop coughing, but surprisingly doesn't even feel sick much of the day. And of course, he's not going to go to the doctor unless he's actually dying. Ming isn't sick like him, though. She's probably just teething. Some moms are good at denial. Wow, so glad we went, Samantha reminisced that evening, and Ming barely coughed at all. Those moms were so nice and welcoming, and I'm so glad I got a pediatrician recommendation from them, a solo doctor, not part of a large group, which Samantha liked. I'll call for a 9-month checkup. I don't think she's due for more vaccines. She had all those at the last few checkups, and her old doctor said no more shots until one. Even though her brother had recently tried to warn her about vaccines, what did he know? He doesn't even have kids yet. Hello, Mrs. Chen. I'm Dr. Peter Tommaso. You can call me Dr. Peter, though. Welcome to my office. I understand you just moved. Peter chatted with this new patient's mom for a bit more, then did the exam. Little Ming Mei, what a pretty name, looked great. The mom said something about her having a cough, but he didn't even see any signs of illness. Everything looks healthy to me. She's growing well. I see you did all the vaccines early on. I want to let you know that I do like to do vaccines a little more slowly than most doctors. There's nothing due today. But next time you have the option of... He was interrupted by a choking cough suddenly erupting out of little Ming. As I was saying, at age one... But the baby continued to cough and cough and cough and cough and cough. The mom just sat there looking at Dr. Tommaso, patting her baby gently on the back and expecting him to continue talking. Then there it was. Whoop! A gasping inhalation of air that seemed as if it was unsure whether or not it really wanted to enter into Ming's airway. Then more coughing. Then whoop. Then cough again, and finally a gag, burp, another gag, drool, then a nice normal breath again. Stammered Peter. Mrs. Chen, how long has Ming Mei been coughing like that? Oh, for a couple weeks now. But it's only a few times a day. Well, maybe about once an hour or so, and at night. But she doesn't even seem sick otherwise. I thought she was just choking on her drool from teething or something. She did have a runny nose at the start, but that's gone. Peter checked the baby's vaccine record. Yes, she'd had her 3 DTaP vaccines already. Is anyone else sick at home? Yes, my husband. He's had a similar cough for about 6 weeks now, but he's starting to get better. I would have brought her in sooner, but I decided it could wait a week or two until we had this checkup, since she had no fever and she seemed happy. When she's not coughing, that is. Peter knew whooping cough when he saw it. Every pediatrician did. The problem was that most parents didn't know what whooping cough looked like. Many cases act just as Mrs. Chen described. A cold and regular cough that turns into the classic fits. But there's usually no fever, and the kids usually seem completely fine in between fits of coughing. That was a clue that distinguished whooping cough from other respiratory illnesses, the lack of looking sick. but that's also what prevented many parents from going to the doctor. He wasn't worried. He knew whooping cough was pretty harmless unless it hit a baby in the first few months of life, as he'd explained to his patients over and over again during talks. So Ming would be fine. Peter explained his suspicion to Mrs. Chen, who seemed taken completely by surprise that her baby could have whooping cough. "But she's vaccinated for it, right? I did give her all her vaccines so far." "Yes, but this is one particular vaccine that doesn't prevent someone from catching the disease. It just makes kids appear less ill when they do catch it. It probably came from your husband, from what you were telling me. At this point, antibiotics aren't going to help. They only help if started within several days of the onset of severe cough. She's contagious for about 3 weeks from when the severe cough first began. We could give her antibiotics now to shorten the period of being contagious, but if you are willing to just keep her home for another week or so, we don't need to treat it. She was more contagious before the severe cough set in, during the initial runny nose and mild cough. But of course, you wouldn't have known it was whooping cough at that point. But now you know, so stay home. She might cough like this for about 3 months total. But again, not contagious after the bad cough has been running for about 3 weeks. Have you been around any other families or children during these weeks? Mrs. Chen, for some reason, suddenly looked very worried / guilty. Yes, actually. And they are not going to be happy about this. Well, can you do me a favor and call anyone you know who she was around and tell them about this? You'll be able to reach them sooner than the public health department will. And public health department? Well, yes, I am legally obligated to report this case to them. They will probably call you and ask you to keep her home for the 3 week contagious period. Your husband is already not contagious since he's had it so long, so they probably won't ask him to stay home from work. Now you, on the other hand, aren't even sick yet, right? I can prescribe you antibiotics so that you will likely not even get sick. The health department will probably want you to take them, but they can't force you. I'd recommend it for you, though. Samantha Chen scrolled through her contacts looking for her new friend's number, Paulina Gonzalez. There it was. Her baby Pablo was so adorable, and Ming Mei really liked him. She is going to kill me. Paulina had already told Samantha the story of her baby's meningitis, and now he might catch whooping cough too. "Hey Sam, what's up?" came Paulina's always cheerful voice over the phone. "Wait, hold on. Pablo's choking again." Samantha cringed as she heard cough, 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 whoop over the phone. After about a minute, Paulina picked back up. "Okay, sorry. He's been doing that for the last couple days. I think it's probably whooping cough, and I'm going to see Dr. Tommaso this afternoon. He probably needs antibiotics." Samantha thought quickly. Do I tell her? She's going to get help anyway. Pablo will get treated and he'll be fine. So she doesn't really need to know where it came from, does she? But Samantha wasn't like that, and she knew it. She couldn't start a friendship with lies. It would eat her up inside. Plus, they needed to make sure the other moms in the group knew, too. But wait, we've all been meeting the last few weeks, and Ming has barely even coughed while there. Maybe they'll all blame it on little Pablo. But no, that would be even worse. Samantha's Chinese upbringing just wouldn't allow it. She wasn't capable of such dishonor. Plus, the public health department might be calling the whole group anyway, and Pauline is smart enough to piece it together. Maybe. Paulina, there's something I need to tell you. So, whooping cough, huh? Darla Johnson wasn't surprised. Well, she was surprised that Mrs. Chen had the guts to call her up and tell her. She didn't think she herself would be capable of such honesty. Baby Sage was vaccinated against it, although she, of course, regrets doing that now. At least she'd have a milder case if she did catch it, probably. But she wasn't surprised to hear that Pablo had it. She'd heard him coughing at that last play date and was thinking about saying something. Little Ming Mei never seemed that sick. I know. Dr. Tomasu told me that's how it usually is and why it often goes undiagnosed for so long. Ming barely coughed at playgroup, but she was contagious, and the fits got pretty bad at night. I should have known. It's so obvious. Now, anyway. Don't sweat it, girl. I'll check with Dr. Tomasu to see if Sage should be treated preemptively. But she's not even sick yet, so maybe her vaccine worked after all. But have you called Sherry yet? Her 2-year-old is vaccinated, I think, but she has that brand new baby. That could not be good. Yes, I'm calling her next. I don't think she goes to Dr. Tomasu, but I'll make sure she sees her pediatrician tomorrow so they can decide whether or not to start preventative antibiotics. Dr. Tomasu told me he thought the little baby definitely should when I told him about everyone I'd exposed. Listen, Samantha, don't feel bad about this. Whooping cough is everywhere. In fact, I've done a lot of reading about infectious diseases lately and about vaccines. There are some things I think you should know. You've probably done all the shots so far, I think you said, right? Right, for all the good that this one did Ming. Well, let's get together when the kids are done coughing. I really think you'll want to do some more reading before you move on to the next vaccinations. My brother Terry has called me twice and tried to warn me not to vaccinate, but I thought he was crazy. But yes, I am open to hearing more about what you think. Oh, there's one more thing, Darla. The public health department might be calling you. Dr. Tomasu said he had to report it to them. They'll be calling me first, and they'll want the names of everyone we'd been around so they can try to contain this as best they can. Well, that's just lovely. Darla looked around at her kitchen, then into the living room, rooms that fed and entertained 4 young kids now. Well, 5 kids, if you counted her husband. And one tired mommy who decided long ago that being a mommy was more important than keeping the house clean. How long do I have, do you think? How long do you have for what, Darla? Before CPS, I mean, before the public health department gets here. I have no idea. Why? When the public health lady sees the condition my kids are living in, they'll probably call CPS on me. She'll probably forget all about the whooping cough. I could come over and help. My husband isn't going to work today, and he could watch Ming. Don't you need to clean your own house first? I am Chinese, Darla. Haven't you ever been to a Chinese house before? Ha ha ha! You just wait until you have 4 little ones running around. Then you'll see how it is. But you know what, Samantha? I'm going to take you up on that offer. Wait, what? Sherry Williams said loudly, whooping cough. Are you serious? Now that's more the response I was expecting, thought Samantha. That's how I would probably react if someone got my baby sick. We can't all be as decent and understanding as Paulina and Darla when something threatens your own baby. I am so sorry, believe me. Ming is fully vaccinated. I confirmed this with the doctor. She had 3 shots to prevent this already, but my doctor said this particular vaccine doesn't work very well at preventing the spread of the disease. Your 2-year-old is protected, I'm sure, having had 4 DTaP doses already, right? But the baby. Whooping cough can be serious in newborns. You're effing right it can be, Samantha. Then there was silence. Hello? Asked Samantha, making sure her new friend, well, maybe ex-friend, was still there. Yes, I'm still here. Look. Sam heard a deep breath. I know this isn't your fault, I'm just venting, but I'm obviously worried. Newborns die of whooping cough, you know, lots of them. Darla said about 20 die each year, here in the United States anyway. Yes, I've heard Darla's spiel about vaccines too, and how few die of whooping cough compared to how many babies have a severe reaction to the vaccine. Did she tell you about what she thinks happened to Sage after her DTaP vaccines? No, she said she wanted to talk more about it later. Well, she thinks Sage had a bad reaction. Personally, I think it was all just a coincidence. But you know, I don't like to judge. To each her own, right? Anyway, I'll check in with the doctor. My three-week-old actually does have a runny nose and a tiny cough. Hey, wait. I was vaccinated against this near the end of my pregnancy. My OB said they vaccinated all moms-to-be now so that a newborn will have some immunity. So maybe she just has a normal cold. We'll see, though. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow for sure. I just hope she'll be okay. Seriously, Samantha, this really sucks. But listen, again, I know this isn't your fault. I'll get over it. And I apologize for adding to your guilt. I'm sure this wasn't easy for you either. I guess playgroup is off for a few weeks, right? I'm sure we'll all be emailing to plan when we can all get together again. That night, baby Williams had his first coughing fit. Yes, I heard him coughing and coughing and coughing in his cradle next to me. When I turned the light on to check on him, his face was red, and he was struggling to get a breath in. Then he turned a little blue and finally gasped in some air. Jack Stanley had seen whooping cough before. In fact, he saw it about once a month, mostly routine cases in kids who just needed an antibiotic prescription and 5 days of quarantine at home. It was never serious in older babies and kids, but he knew how serious it could be in a newborn. Well, Mrs. Williams, we'll test your baby for whooping cough with a nasal swab just to confirm he has it. But based on the known exposure that you've told me about and the fact that he turned blue, we'll start him on the antibiotics right away and admit him here to the hospital so he can be closely monitored during the fits and be given oxygen if he needs it. Sherry Williams sat at her kitchen table, reflecting on what she'd discovered during the past 5 days in the hospital with her baby. The coughing fits had been pretty bad the first 2 days. The oxygen didn't even seem to help prevent his cyanosis, the word for turning blue that the nurses kept using. He threw up a lot and needed some IV fluids. But then he turned the corner on day 3 as the antibiotics kicked in. They had to stay one more night just to make sure he wasn't turning blue when he coughed anymore, and now they were back home. She had used all this downtime in the hospital, when her baby wasn't coughing, that is, to read everything she could about whooping cough. When she saw the possible fatality rate, about 1 in 200 newborns who caught whooping cough died, she'd burst into tears, and it took 3 nurses to calm her down. Then she was angry at the failure of the vaccine and started digging into even more research. What she found had surprised her. The original whooping cough vaccine, DTP, had been very effective in reducing the disease in the 80s and 90s to the point where there were only about 10,000 cases reported each year. But that vaccine caused some very serious reported reactions, suspected brain damage, so they had to pull it off the market and replace it with the current DTaP vaccine. The A was for acellular, meaning they didn't put the whole pertussis germ into the vaccine like they used to. So while it didn't cause as many severe reactions, it also didn't work as well. Now there were 30,000 or more cases each year, and the CDC even reports that some strains of the disease are becoming resistant to the vaccine. Then she was surprised to learn that this particular vaccine doesn't work by preventing the disease. It doesn't make you immune enough to completely fight it off. The vaccine mainly just reduces the severity of the disease when you catch it. It helps neutralize the germ's toxin that causes the severe cough, but it doesn't really neutralize the germ itself. A brand new study confirmed that the vaccine helps reduce the severity of the disease if you do catch it, but it doesn't prevent you from catching or spreading it. Among the 10,000 kids in the study, 3 out of 4 whooping cough cases occurred in fully vaccinated kids. She was also surprised to read the statistics from the 2014 California pertussis outbreak from the California Department of Public Health. 90% of the kids who'd caught pertussis that year were vaccinated. So that's why my pregnancy vaccine didn't work. And that's how Samantha's child caught it, even though she was vaccinated. but maybe my baby's case would have been much worse if I had not gotten the vaccine during pregnancy. Sherry knew she was just guessing at that, trying to find some benefit of having accepted an untested, and she now realized possibly ineffective, vaccine during pregnancy. That had made her angry, reading that the CDC had started recommending that all pregnant women get the vaccine during each pregnancy without having first done any safety testing or even know if it would help. That seemed reckless to her. You can't even take Tylenol when pregnant without calling your doctor, and they want to inject something without testing it? She read some of the published studies that the CDC had now done after the fact, studies that showed no increased pregnancy or birth complications in women who had the vaccine. But what did that prove? They aren't actually testing the babies. And how would you even test a young baby to know if the vaccine and its chemicals had caused any harm? Then there were a couple studies that showed that newborns showed some pertussis antibodies in their bloodstream if the mom got the vaccine during the pregnancy, but they didn't yet know if those antibodies were effective. Well, they're not, as far as I'm concerned. But given what was happening to her own baby, she could understand why everyone was so worried about pertussis in newborns. But she found one more thing ironic. In recent years, virtually all of the 20 annual fatalities from whooping cough occurred in babies 3 months and younger. Older babies and children don't die of whooping cough. Giving the babies the vaccine at 2, 4, and 6 months doesn't even achieve protection during the age range when babies need it most. By the time they have some protection, the disease is past the severe age. We give pregnant women the vaccine in order to try to provide some newborn protection, but we don't know if this works and we don't know if it is safe. So then people argue that giving it to all babies, children, dads, grandparents, and any moms postpartum who didn't get it during pregnancy, the so-called cocooning strategy that the CDC began promoting a few years ago, helps protect all newborns by preventing the disease in everyone who is around that newborn. But the vaccine doesn't do that. It doesn't prevent the spread, and there isn't a single research study that shows it does. So some newborns are going to catch the disease no matter what we do. And you can't blame people who don't vaccinate because vaccine status doesn't impact the spread. So what's the benefit of the vaccine? Oh yeah, it reduces the severity when you catch the disease. That may be worth it, but what did Darla say happened to her baby after the vaccine? Seizures and encephalitis? She had to go to the ER twice. Sherry started to realize that her friend Darla might not be as crazy as she thought. Maybe there is more I should learn about vaccines and how well they work or don't work, and side effects. If that old DTP vaccine could cause brain damage, and even the new DTaP vaccine can cause problems, how do we all know these new shots can't do that as well? I'll have to ask Darla more about this. Sherry's train of thought was interrupted by something strange on the muted television in the adjacent family room. Some sort of Little Red Riding Hood commercial. I gotta see this. She unmuted the TV and rewound back to the beginning. A grandma with a cough. Her head turned into a wolf's head. The big bad wolf from the fairy tale. And she's holding a newborn baby. Oh my God, is this a whooping cough vaccine commercial? For grandparents? Sherry felt like throwing the remote at the TV, but realized it wasn't worth a berating from her husband. But the vaccine doesn't even prevent the spread. How can they? She rewound and listened again. Oh my God, they never actually say that grandma getting the vaccine would prevent her from passing the disease to the baby. So they aren't technically lying, but still. Her cell phone rang and she looked at the caller ID. It was her mom calling. Probably wants to know how the baby is doing. She paused the TV on the very creepy-looking grandma wolf. Hi, Mom. Oh, dear. It's all my fault, Sherry heard through the phone, followed by sobbing. What is, Mom? What's your fault? more sobbing than the baby. I didn't get that vaccine, and I came to visit, and I have this little tiny cough now. I must have given it to... She trailed off in a burst of tears. The throw was perfect. Hit the wolf right on the nose. And it was well worth it. Resources for studies discussed in this chapter and for the TV commercial are available at johnphilipryan.com under Chapter 9 as well as Chapter 2.